The Eighth Day by John Case. For Elaine. 1. It was the mailman who reported it, calling 911 half an hour before Delaney's shift was supposed to end. The pickup was sitting in the driveway and there were lights on in the house, so the mailman thought someone must be home. But it had been days now, and still no one answered when he knocked. The mailbox was filled to overflowing, so maybe, he figured, maybe Mr. Theriault had suffered a heart attack. Delaney shook his head and swore at the mailman's timing. Brent had a playoff game at 6, and it was 5 after 5 already. Helen would kill him.
You've got to be there for him, Jack. Show a little support. What's more important, your own son or your buddies at the station?
Well, actually, the truth was he liked to go to his son's games. Brent was a good player, better than he had ever been, and it was fun to bask in the kid's reflected glory. When things were going well, Brent didn't really need him there. But when the kid screwed up, well, his son was one intense little guy. Took his own failure way too hard. And Helen didn't have a clue how to help the kid handle it.
Will you stop that crying? It's just a game.
So Delaney liked to be there, especially for a big game. But his chances of making it were fading. He and Polyakov were all the way to hell and gone, way out by the county line where civilization turned to kudzu. Sitting behind the wheel, Polyakov gave Delaney a sidelong glance and chuckled.
Don't sweat it. You want to use the siren?
Delaney shook his head.
The guy's probably on vacation, Polyakov insisted. We'll take a look around. I'll write it up, no problem.
Delaney gazed out the window. The air was heavy and still, thick with gloom, the way it gets before a thunderstorm.
Maybe it'll rain, he muttered.
Polyakov nodded.
That's the spirit, he told him. Think positive.
The cruiser turned onto Barracks Road, and suddenly, though they were barely a mile past the subdivision,